listener production.
Hi, I'm Scott Leake and welcome to Riverina Local News. Partly cloudy skies across the region today, heading for tops of 16 degrees in Wagga and 17 in Griffith. Making news Wednesday, November 16. Residents in the Hay area hold their breath today as the river nears its peak. Many hands make light work in Cootamundra, and one of our footy stars up for a top international award. It's D-Day for Hay today, with the Murrumbidgee River due to reach its peak. It's been higher than the 1974 flood level for the past few days, but it's not known exactly how high the water will get. Those in Maud were directed to shelter in place yesterday after floodwaters cut off evacuation routes. Brett Koschel from the SES says rural residents around Hay itself also face becoming isolated.
The town itself is protected by a levee. So what we're seeing is some of the areas east and west of town, and also we've seen an evacuation in Hay South.
We still have a number of alerts in place for parts of the Riverina this morning as well. Residents in Wagga at Morong, Edward Street West and Flowerdale Road prepare to isolate, while those around Wilkes Park are being advised to avoid the area as minor flooding persists. Recovery from a destructive flash flooding event at the end of last month is continuing in Cootamundra. A flood recovery centre now up and running, and the Red Cross has been helping to put clothes on the backs of those who lost everything. Mayor Charlie Sheehan says it's been all hands on deck to help people get back on their feet.
The emergency services, the SES, the RFS, our own council staff, and just the community, how they've all pulled together with this and help their neighbours out and make sure, you know, everyone was safe. And yeah, I'm just grateful that we got through this event without any loss of life or serious injury.
And there's financial support in place for those affected by flooding in New South Wales. You can receive income assistance for up to 13 weeks as part of its disaster recovery allowance. While New South Wales Senator Deb O'Neill says there's currently 10 LGAs eligible for Canberra's Australian Government Disaster Recovery Payment, which offers $1,000 per eligible adult and $400 per child.
That's been extended into the local government areas of Murray River and Wagga Wagga. And this is like a one-off, non-means tested payment.
The floods are likely to cause further pain for Riverina renters too. The region's rental vacancy rate currently sits at just under 1%, one of the lowest rates in New South Wales. And sadly, the Real Estate Institute's Tim McKibben doubts it'll get much better anytime soon.
Regional rental vacancy rate continues to be very tight. That's not only making it difficult for tenants to find a property, additionally, it is difficult for people to find a property that responds to their specific needs.
Having a look at sport now, a Riverina rugby star is on the verge of turning a breakout year into a remarkable one. Wagga's Corey Toole has made the shortlist for World Rugby Men's Sevens Player of the Year. The 22-year-old scored 43 tries as part of a historic campaign that saw the Australian side secure its first title. He's joined by captain of Nick Maloof, with the award winner to be announced in Monaco on Sunday. And now you're up to date with what's happening in the Riverina. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.